This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. As the 85th legislative session starts its final full week, we asked two freshman members of the Texas House of Representatives what they've learned. It turns out at the Texas Capitol, being a rookie lawmaker is a lot like starting any new job. Your first week, you just want to find the right office without getting lost in an empty hallway. Jen Rice with the Texas Station Collaborative has the story.
Kyle Biederman isn't your typical politician. The Fredericksburg Republican owns a hardware store, and he spent nearly three decades hosting a home improvement radio show. So his first days at the Capitol were full of surprises.
People already know who you are. That was very eye-opening and shocking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's 100% right on that. People just, you know, representative, representative, representative. You get on the elevator and everyone's nodding their head.
That's Sean Theory. She's also brand new. Theory's from Houston, a lawyer and a Democrat. In many ways, Biederman and Theory are total opposites. But over the session, they've become friendly. Together, they've navigated the legislature's strange rituals and traditions, which started on day one.
For those who aren't aware, we have this ping pong ball system, and whatever the number is, that's your seniority in your class. And you keep it with you forever. So I was, I believe, number nine. So
number 10.
once again, you get first dibs on all of the vacant offices.
Parking, picking your room, and your deskmate.
Both representatives say your deskmate on the House floor is kind of like your lab partner in a high school chemistry class.
And you don't always vote the same way, but you can talk about things. And when things start changing quickly, you need someone, hey, what's going on? Especially someone who's been here.
The two representatives came to the Capitol with very different philosophies. Theory says she filed her first bill on her first day, probably before her computer was even plugged in. But Biederman wanted to file as little legislation as possible.
Limited government. Less rules. Less bills.
But he says once you're sucked into the Capitol, you learn it actually takes a lot to get less.
If you want to fix something, it takes a bill. Or if there's a problem in your district, it takes a bill. So you start adding up all these things that could reduce government. It still takes bills.
Both freshmen also realized it's almost impossible to pass those bills. Even if your idea is so simple, everybody thinks it already exists. Theory wrote a bill that would create a statewide website listing available beds for psychiatric patients.
Right now, believe it or not, there's no system for that. Well, a couple of members said, no, we have that. And I said, no, we don't. And we looked it up and they said, okay, we don't.
So every day we hear a bill. It's like, why are we hearing this? Why isn't this already there?
In all, Theory authored more than 30 bills. Only six of them even made it to the House floor. That's a big adjustment for two people who are used to getting things done, whether it's in business or through the legal system.
When you file a lawsuit, no matter how long it takes, you do get a trial date. You will have your day in court.
We all have expectations that we're going to save the world. You're ready to start getting some things done. But it's best if your expectations are more realistic so you don't overwork yourself on things that may or may not really happen.
Working in the legislature is more than just 5 months without sleep or direct sunlight. They say it's also been tough on their families. On top of writing bills and commuting to Austin, Theory's also a single mom to a four-year-old daughter, which impresses her Republican colleague.
It's amazing what she's able to do.
She's only four. I didn't know she was quite aware of it, but she told someone on Easter, hey, my mom works at the Capitol, and she started telling them that she pushes green for yes and red for no, because I brought her to the floor. She thinks the Speaker of the House is the principal.
I don't see my family. I have five grandkids. I was driving around a week before Christmas, and I just realized I hadn't even bought a Christmas present yet. I don't even know what day it was.
But both lawmakers are acutely aware of the days now, as the 85th legislature rapidly approaches its end. These newbies turned veterans say they're ready for a fresh start.
What was your lowest number, Bill?
919.
And you filed the first day. Now, the lower numbers means you're somebody. That's where we'll be next session, right?
That's right.
The countdown to 2019 begins now. In Austin, I'm Jen Rice.